I gotta pick up. Yeah, I gotta pick up Angela and Cody over at the ice rink.
And Angela and Cody would be your
my niece and my nephew.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Good. Those are good kids.
Thanks for calling Tilton Starbucks. It's Pat.
Hi. Is there any way I could page a customer that's in there right now?
Well, there's no way to page it, but let's see. I have three people in here, so we can narrow it down to who it is, and I can get them for you.
Oh, okay, it's Sheila. She's a regular in there. She's got blonde hair.
Oh, right here.
Okay, thanks.
Hang on. Hello?
Hello, Sheila.
Yes?
This is Gary from the corporate office with Starbucks.
From the Tilton Starbucks?
No, from the corporate office with Starbucks. Like from the head
office.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Look, we saw your review on Yelp, and we don't appreciate it. And you know, like, if you have a problem with our store, maybe you should just not go in there.
I don't have a problem with the store. I wrote a good review.
Oh, no, it's a bad review. You used the N-word, like, three times. And we just do not support racism, and it's not.
I did not post anything like that.
Not a nice thing to say.
I'll have to look at that because. The only one I wrote was a very good one, saying, you know, I really like the staff here, and.
Oh no! You called the staff the N-word.
No, I did not.
And I mean, you say things like that, they're gonna spit in your coffee.
No, that was not me. I will be looking that up.
Those employees, they read these reviews and it has your picture. You know, they're just gonna spit in your coffee.
Huh?
They're gonna be like, right in your coffee.
No, that I am definitely looking into that because I'm in here quite a bit.
You might want to check your coffee.
I might want to what?
You might want to check your coffee and see if there's spit in it, or are they, like, wipe their ass in it, or...
Would you like to speak with the manager,
Oh, no, the manager told me. He's like, ugh, this fucking bitch. She wrote all these horrible things about us, and she used the N-word. She called us all N-words.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I was just trying to...
Hi, who is this?
Oh, my name is Greg. I'm Sheila's roommate.
You're who?
I'm Sheila's roommate. Why'd she give me the phone to you? That's weird.
All right, no color here again.
What? No, what?
Cactus. Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Okay. The show started. I had to make that Yelp call real fast because she checked in and it had been like 8 minutes and I didn't want her to leave. And now I feel bad because, I don't know, she just took it all seriously. She didn't get mad when I kept saying they were spitting in her drink. And at least the barista, he'll explain it to her. He knew it was a joke. He hung up on me. Told me not to call back. Wow. I feel bad for that lady. So anyway, yeah, this is the Snowplow Show. Hey, everyone. I'm broadcasting on YouTube today. If anyone wants to give out the YouTube URL in the chat room, then you can do that. But there's a YouTube. I'm not on video. It's just the chat room that's on video. Seems to be like a really big delay. So you may as well just stick to the Mixler. I'm just kind of testing out YouTube because I don't know, my PLA YouTube is all broken. So I'm doing this on my personal YouTube. It's not broken, it says I've got too many copyright strikes against me. So If I play music, I have to remember to mute the YouTubes. Stupid YouTubes. So what do I have today? I have some numbers from a guy named Danny Andreas. Danny Andreas is our new Brittany Baker. He messaged me on Facebook and sent me a bunch of screenshots of people who posted their phone numbers on Facebook. And it's mostly from this one girl, Hannah. She got a new T-Mobile phone, and she's complaining about how T-Mobile screwed up her SIM card and blah, 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 and asked everyone to post their numbers, and like 15 people posted their numbers. So I guess I'll call those people. See what they say. I guess I could call Hannah too, because she posted... Wait, no, she didn't post her number. Nope, she didn't do that. Hannah's not stupid. It's all her friends that are stupid. So let's call those numbers. Let's call some of those. What can I say to people who posted their phone numbers for... I don't understand why anyone ever does this. Like, why can't they just say, hey, private message me your number? Like, even if you're a dumb teenager, it seems like that would make sense. Pulkcha, happy goddamn birthday! Everyone wish Pulkcha a happy birthday, because she wants everyone to know it's her birthday today.
Please leave your message for...
Paulina Toporn.
Ugh. So far, YouTube is not yelling at me for this music loop I'm playing. So things are going well on YouTube. I got a weird voicemail just 30 minutes before I started the show thing. And it's from... Oh, now I've lost it. No, there it is. It's a message from a UK Pizza Hut. So, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I decided to give UK pizza places a try. So I called some UK pizza places. It was really difficult. I didn't have hardly any luck at all until this one gave me like 3 or 4 numbers, and then only one of them answered, so that sucked. But it's been 2 weeks, and I just got this message this morning. Ah, hold on. Gotta turn up the volume. This is apparently from a manager of a UK Pizza Hut.
Good morning, this is John, one of the managers of Pizza Hut Customer Services UK. I'm just calling back relating to a customer contact we've received, advising that they have received a call from this number. That call would have been received around about the 3rd of March. Is that something you're aware of? It would have been a call to a UK number, so the +447519. If you have this information or you're aware of anyone making a call from this office, please call 0844-770-069 requesting to speak to John. Thank you.
But yeah, it's just weird that I got that. And it's been like 2 weeks, and all of a sudden he's calling me. So this guy's name is Thorbold Bloodbath McGrath. I'm kind of thinking that might not be a real name, but I'm not sure.
Who's this?
Hey, is this Thorbold?
Who?
Hey, this is Greg from Facebook. I'm calling about your Facebook account where you say your name is Thorbold Bloodbath McGrath.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just want to let you know we're deleting your account because you're not allowed to use fake names on Facebook. You shouldn't be doing that. That's illegal. That's false identity.
Sure.
And we're deleting your account forever. He hung up. You win this round, Thorbold Bloodbath McGrath. Man, I hate Hannah's friends. I'm not going to call any more of these. There's like 20 left. We need to welcome Tab Blankenship to being a PLA listener. He just tweeted that PLA has changed his life, and I invited him to the show, so maybe he's here. So welcome to PLA, Tab Blankenship. Yay for Tab. Alright, let me try another stupid Hannah number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2. Good morning, Primetime Barbershop.
Hello. I need to talk to a customer that's in there. His name's Nico.
Who are you looking for?
His name's Nico. He should be in there right now. Right now, Nico Gaddy.
Oh, yeah. So here he is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Nico. Nico,
who is this?
Oh, this is Dave. I'm the owner of the Primetime Barbershop.
Okay.
And we saw you were in there. And have they started in your hair yet?
Yes.
Okay, so he's doing it right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to instruct him to shave an upside-down cross in the back of your head. And also to just, like, fuck up the top. Like, you know, I'm going to, like, shave a bald spot in there.
Okay.
And we're gonna put a
who is this?
We're gonna put a poof on the back of your head.
Okay.
My name's Dave. I'm from the corporate office with Crime. Okay. Time. And
hello.
Listen, can you tell that? Is this still Nico?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell the guy that answered the phone. Tell him he's a motherfucker. Is it
this
Jeff?
Guy's a,
I'm sorry.
This
go
guy's,
ahead.
This guy's like. Yeah, this is Dave from corporate. And he said, you're my... Yeah, I don't know who this is. He's being stupid. I don't know. He's someone to cut my hair and put a cock on it or something like that.
Can I talk to Jeff?
I don't know, dude. Oh,
come on. I wanted to talk to Jeff. I can't believe he actually called him a motherfucker. Douche says, semen for hair gel.
Good morning, Primetime Barbershop.
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, Nico told me that you're a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, ask him if he wants hair gel, and if he says yes, just ejaculate on the back of his head and tell him it's hair gel.
All right, I'll take care. All right.
It works really good. I've seen it in a movie. Okay, he's gone. So I've got to hold on to his Twitter because, you know, he's going to tweet something. He tweets a lot. Sheila from Starbucks. She has not tweeted since she checked into Starbucks. Hey, look, a Starbucks check-in. What should I say to a Starbucks customer if I get one on the phone right now? I always say the same old stuff. I need to steal some ideas from the chat room.
Thank you for calling Bay Hill and Terry Starbucks. This is Luke. How can I help you?
Hey, Luke. I was wondering if I could have a customer come to the phone. He's in there right now. His name's Jonathan.
Donovan?
Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan.
Yep.
Sure. One second.
He's kind of an Asian, and he wears suits a lot.
It's going to be kind of tough. There's like 75 people in here.
Oh.
Let's see if he's... One second. Jonathan? Jonathan? You know, I don't know if he's here right now, or if he's not paying attention to me.
Okay, he might be just avoiding me again. I've been stalking him forever now.
Okay, that's kind of weird. Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for checking for me.
No problem.
I'll call him at the next place he goes.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
And he will be mine. He will be mine. Oh, this could be somewhat amusing. It's an Indian restaurant someone checked into. But it's in Rhode Island. Rhode Island doesn't have Indians. I don't think they allow Indians in Rhode Island. It's a fake Indian restaurant.
Thank you for calling India Providence. This is Crystal. How may I spice your life?
Hello. Could I have a customer come to the phone that's in there right now? Her name's Jess.
Beth?
Jess. Jess LaBrie.
Jess. Do you know... could you happen to describe her to her to me? Because I have four women in here.
Okay, well, she's a little stocky. I'll just say it. She's fat. And she's got blonde hair and not very attractive.
She a chef?
Huh?
Is she a chef?
Oh, no, she's a customer there. Her name's Jess. Jess, like J-E-S-S.
Okay, blonde hair?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, just a second.
And she's sitting there tweeting.
She alone?
Oh, I'm not sure today. I know she's on her phone a lot. She just stares at her phone and she retweets.
Just a second.
She's retweeting shit from Amy Poehler right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jess?
It is.
Hey, this is Gary from the corporate office of the India restaurant.
Yes?
That lady, is she still there?
She is.
Oh, could you tell her, could you ask her if she has Banchode? If Banchode is there?
I'm sorry, if who is here?
Oh, Banchode.
Amchode?
Yeah, we're just... Or Matterchode.
Matterchode? She doesn't know what you're saying.
Is she Indian or is she like not Indian? Do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, hey, listen, I'm calling from the corporate office and I mean, god damn it, just enjoy your meal and stop retweeting Amy Poehler. Like really, come are you just waiting for your food and you're bored?
This is really random.
Yeah, I know, but it's bad for our image when people come in and they don't eat and they're just sitting there playing on their phones. It's like they're bored with their food.
Well, I'm here by myself.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like...
I don't have anyone to talk to.
I don't know. It wouldn't be so... Like, if you bring a book or something, that looks sort of normal, but...
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's not against policy books, but really, tweeting. Come on. Quit tweeting. Quit playing on your phone. Just eat your goddamn food.
Well, my food isn't here yet, and my tea's kind of hot, so...
Hey, was that lady, is she an Indian, do you think? Or do you think she's more like American?
Yeah, I would say so.
What? Which one?
Probably more American.
Oh, okay. Because I was telling you to say curse words in Indian.
Oh, I don't know.
Like Matterchode and Banchode, those are curse words. Or they're not curse words, but they're insults.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that's probably why she has no clue.
Yeah. My hope was that she was Indian, and she would get really mad and just jump over the counter and start pounding you.
That's fantastic, thank you.
But it didn't happen, so that sucks. Oh, good times.
Okay, so is this normal? Do you stalk your patrons? Yeah,
pretty much all the time. I saw you on the security camera, and
uh-huh.
I zoomed in on your screen, and I saw you were tweeting about Amy Poehler.
Nice.
And it's just, come on. She's not even... Well, thanks for not getting angry with me. And
okay, no, it's good.
And, just tell that Matterchode that you talked to. Tell her, I said you can have, like, free drinks.
Free drinks? Really?
Yeah,
I'm working. That's so unfair.
She's working? You're working?
No, I'm working.
What do you mean you're working?
I'm on my lunch break.
Oh, okay.
So I can't drink. That's not fair.
Oh, well, yeah. Sucks to be you.
Okay, well, thank you for a very random experience.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you sit there.
No, I'm thinking you've entertained me while my food is now here.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad you got to get off your cell phone and onto a landline, I guess.
Okay, I'll be sure to leave a very good review.
Okay. Well, bye, you stupid Matterchode Banchode. Have a nice day. Enjoy your meal.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope she didn't spit on it since you called her a Matterchode.
I hope there's no spit in it. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye, Banchode.
Have a good one.
Holy crap. I need to leave for a minute. So I guess YouTube, you're going to hear nothing. I'm going to mute YouTube. So we're going to take like a break. YouTube's not going to hear anything. I'm going to play some music. A few songs. and I'll be back. Damn it. There was a reason I played that song that I just played by MC Router. It's because MC Router was on Dr. Phil this week. I'm not a Dr. Phil watcher, I promise. I just saw this on theunheardnerd.com. MC Router is going to be on Dr. Phil because she has converted to Islam, and her mom's very worried about her. Oh, shit. I forgot to turn on the stupid YouTubes. And thank you, YouTube, for sitting there making that clanging noise on all the other players for the whole time I was gone. But yeah, MC Router, like 2 years ago, she had converted to Dutch. She was a Dutch girl, and she was singing Dutch music, and it sucked, and it was annoying, and I defriended her on Facebook because I got sick of her shit. And I guess since then, she's converted to Islam. And the entire episode, I had like the preview for the episode I was going to play, but I can't find it now. I think it's been taken down for some reason. But I did find the full episode is on YouTube. I'll put it in the show notes. I'm probably going to watch it just because it's MC Router. That crazy MC Router. Oh, and also I'll put a link to the thing on theunheardnerd.com where MC Router is actually in there defending herself to all the other nerdcore people. Like just yelling and being angry like she always is. It's pretty hilarious. I set up a Facebook page for the Snowplow Show. And I don't know why. I don't need a Facebook page for the Snowplow Show, but I did it anyway. It's facebook.com/snowplowshow. Maybe I will post things in it like MC Router's converting to Islam thing. And I also made a Sign Hacker Facebook page, which makes more sense. If any of you remember Sign Hacker, it used to be signhacker.com, but I let it expire on purpose because I got bored with it, and now I really miss it. So I set up facebook.com/signhacker, and I'm going to start screwing with signs again and posting about it. So facebook.com/signhacker and facebook.com/snowplowshow. You should go subscribe to those. Speaking of Facebook pages, I think the Facebook live show announcement page is going to die soon because Carlito is setting up his network and I'm just going to kill this one and switch over to his. So there's going to be new announcement URLs probably in another week when Carlito officially announces it. Let's call Curtis Moss. Oh wait, I need to check, let me check. Jess, the girl I just talked to, she has tweeted about the phone call she got. She says, "Yes, I'm tweeting and eating. That was the weirdest experience ever." That was fun that she was so amused by my phone call. It's more fun when they get mad, but when they think it's hilarious, it's kind of fun too. No tweets from the other two people, though. Darn it. I will keep an eye on them, though. Blogna wants to know why no more Debbie Gibson, Arby. Funny you should mention that. I uploaded a bunch of old phone shows, and one of them has been flagged because I played Debbie Gibson on it. I need to just stop playing commercial music.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mason?
Yep.
Hi, this is John. I'm calling from the T-Mobile store here in California. I was just calling to do a reference check on a Hannah Tran. Do you know Hannah Tran?
No, I don't. Actually...
Oh, she's trying to get a job here. She says she knows you.
What was the last name?
Tran. Do you know a Hannah that just moved to California recently from Minnesota?
No, I don't.
What? She wrote on the application here, though.
What, where's she trying to get a job?
At T-Mobile.
T-Mobile?
Yeah.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Do you know any Hannah?
Juan from St. Cloud, Minnesota, but I'm pretty sure she still lives there.
Is that Hannah Green?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, whatever. Whatever then.
Okay.
I just won't hire. I just won't hire this stupid hoe in here that comes in here and writes lies on our application.
Right.
All right then.
Well, sorry, I couldn't help you out, man.
Well, whatever. You don't have to be an asshole about it.
Sure.
And he's gone. All right, I'm gonna stop trying to talk to these people about Hannah, because clearly Hannah is a fake name. Definitely her last name's fake, I guess. That's weird, though. They all posted on her Facebook. How do they not know her?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jamie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Gary from Facebook. I was just looking at this post here where you posted your phone number on Hannah's wall. And
on who?
Some girl named Hannah. You posted your number on her wall.
Yeah. Wait, Hannah who?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? Let's just not even.
I don't know. I made an event about it to give my new number out since I switched numbers so my friends could have it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you can't do that. That's against Facebook regulations. To post your personal phone number on a wall. That's just common sense. You can't be posting your phone number like that.
I didn't realize. I've seen it done before, so I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if everyone just started taking ecstasy and shooting people with guns, would you do that too? Would you just tell the cops, oh, everyone else is doing it, so it must be okay?
No, because I'm not hurting anybody. So then, I didn't think.
Oh, you don't think this hurts anybody
by posting that?
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what, Jamie?
What?
I'm typing in the delete account sequence. There, your Facebook is deleted forever, and you are not allowed to sign up for a new account. We will not have you people, you know what I mean by you people, breaking our rules. So maybe just go back to MySpace, because all your Facebook pictures and everything you've ever posted is gone now forever. Because you think it's okay to shoot people and use drugs.
You're confused. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Were you confused when you did this crazy infraction on your account?
Who is this anyway? Like,
my name's Dave. I'm calling from the Facebook corporate office. In the security department.
Okay.
Are you almost there? I mean, it sounds like you're about to climax.
Hold on, sorry. I'm in the hills walking. I can't really hear well.
Okay,
what'd you say?
I asked if you're almost there. It sounded like you're about to climax.
No, I'm walking up a hill.
Oh, okay. I was confused. All right, well, yeah. No more account for you.
Okay.
Okay, do you think you'll go back to MySpace, or, I mean, there's nothing really out there to, I mean, unless G+, but that'd be stupid.
I don't have MySpace.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you have a Google Plus account? Maybe you could start posting on there, and who knows, maybe somebody else will be on there eventually someday and see your posts. Because we all know nobody uses that piece of crap.
Alright.
Twitter, maybe. You know? Twitter's alright.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't really need social networks.
Yeah, yeah. Who needs it? Just walk around in the hills.
Alright, thank you.
You may as well now, because what else are you going to do? You don't have Facebook.
I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, basically, you should be thanking me for helping improve your
health. I said thank you.
Okay, good, good. Thank you. Thank you for thanking me, because I'm improving your health.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. I don't know where the joke was and all that. Because I just made someone sad about losing their Facebook. Maybe I should tell her I was just kidding. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah, Justin saying she just took all my shit. It's just like that girl on the very first call I did before the show started. She just sat there and took it. Oh, I forget her name. Jamie.
Hello?
Hey, Jamie.
Hi.
Oh, it's me again, Dave.
Hi.
Oh, I felt bad, so I reinstated your account. But
okay, I'm really confused.
Don't give up on the exercising, though, okay? You still need to exercise.
Yeah, I do, twice a day.
Okay, good. Now, listen, I'm not really from Facebook. I'm just some crazy stalker guy. I saw your phone number on Facebook. You posted it publicly.
What?
So, yeah,
what?
Yeah. No, I'm just some crazy guy from the internet. I'm not with Facebook. I don't even have a job.
What the hell?
Yeah, I just decided to call and be mean to people because I'm a sociopath.
So, are you on my Facebook friends?
I'm a wacky prankster. No, I'm not. I'm not what? A friend of yours. I just did a search on people who posted their number.
Is it really illegal to do that?
Oh, no, it's perfectly legal. It's just not a good idea, because there's people like me out there that call up and confuse people.
Well, that's some good entertainment.
And ask them about Climax.
Okay.
Okay, well, I hope you have a nice day. I felt bad, because you sounded kind of, I don't know, you sounded kind of down about the whole thing.
Oh, no, it's kind of a big deal in my life since I'm on it all the time, but... Yeah. Just have to really worry.
Yeah.
I've deactivated it before, so it wasn't
You're one of those drama queens. Did you announce to everyone? Were you like, hey, everyone, at exactly 10 o'clock tonight, I will be leaving Facebook forever?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I just left with a bang.
Well, I've wanted to, but, you know, I just can't do it because Facebook is my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. You can stop laughing at me. I'm hanging up now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. See, we made her sad, and then we made her happy. So it all works out in the end, right? I'm going to look at Twitter some more. I'm tired of these stupid Danny numbers. Yeah, so anyway, I think I was confused about the whole thing. I don't think these people posted on Hannah's Facebook. He sent me separate screenshots of all these different things, and I thought they were all related to Hannah, but I guess they're not. Just the first couple were Hannah's. Silly me. Uh-oh. Jess, the one who I called a Matterchode, her tone is changing on Twitter. She says, I am not amused. Get a life. So all of a sudden, it's no longer fun and games with Jess. Sorry, Jess. Okay, here's a check-in. I love this kind of check-in. If it works. This guy checked in at Meineke.
Meineke Millplane.
Hi, is there any way I could talk to a customer who's in there right now getting his muffler or his car fixed?
Who's that customer?
His name's Michael Schanenberger.
Okay, who is this?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin, do you know a Kevin? Kevin who?
Seaver.
Kevin who? I can barely hear you.
Seaver.
Kevin Beaver? You don't know a Kevin Beaver? Okay, you have the wrong, you have the wrong location. Are you trying to get a hold of a Meineke?
Yeah, he's at Meineke. Is that Michael Schanenberger that you're talking to?
Are you Michael Schanenberger? Yeah, he is.
Okay, yeah, that's who I need to talk to.
Okay, he doesn't know who you are, so I'm not going to just hand the phone over to somebody. What is the relation here?
Oh, it's business related. He probably just doesn't
know. Okay, well, he doesn't know who you are, bud, so not much I can do there. Do you have another contact phone number for him?
Well, he's just going to hate you. He's going to be like, oh, he wouldn't let me talk to that guy, and the guy knew me, obviously.
Hey, well, you're calling my business,
hey,
and he doesn't know you,
why don't you
that's
go
all
fuck
I can
yourself.
Really do. So if you
hey,
have his phone
hey,
number, you can get
hey,
him a
listen
call.
Here, motherfucker. I could hear the Michael in the background. Like, who is it? Who is it? I'll have to hold on to his Twitter. Maybe he'll tweet. He'll be like, what was that about? I don't understand. I'm going to try something, though. Here. We're going to... Okay. Michael Schanneberger has a website. The website is down, but networksolutions.com. See if he has a phone number on this thing. And he does. It has his real name, his address, and a phone number, which looks sort of like a cell phone. Alright. This probably isn't going to work, because, you know, if that phone call that just happened.
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, this is Kevin. I'm working on your car right now over in the shop.
You're working on my car in the shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's just a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
We accidentally wrecked your car.
Did you? Is it bad?
Yeah, we took it out for a joyride. We didn't think you'd notice, and just got a little crazy. I was drifting around a corner, and I'm not very good at drifting, apparently.
Huh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, thanks.
Well, hey, I'm not going to pay for this.
Okay.
You're going to pay for it.
I'll swing on over.
Okay. I tried to call you, and the stupid asshole at the phone wouldn't hand you the phone.
That is weird.
I know. Why wouldn't he do that? Like, why was he being like that? Like, I call and ask for you by name. Obviously, I know you. Why wouldn't he hand you the phone?
I don't know. Yeah, I gotta go.
Hey, wait, is he still there?
Yes.
Can you hand him your cell phone? I want
to. No.
I have a few words I want to say to that guy.
No, I gotta go.
Tell him he's an asshole. Call him a matterchode. Okay, he's gone. Yeah, I'm sure Fart Lido is saying he can always see his car from the waiting room when he's in places like that. And yeah, I can too. So he probably knows I was full of crap. I mean, I'm sure he knows I was full of crap. He's laughing about it. Let's see if he tweets, though. Does he tweet? No, he doesn't tweet. He just checks in everywhere. Oh, here's a lady that's tanning right now. I wonder if I can get them to, like, pull her off of a tanning machine. I'll give her a warning. I'll tell her tanning's bad for her.
Good afternoon, Farmer Clothes.
Hi, could I talk to a customer that's in there right now? She just came in. Her name's Juanita.
Oh, hold on really quick.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Juanita.
Hi.
It's Dave. I'm from the corporate office with Glamour Glow Tanning.
Okay.
And I'm calling, like, you haven't started tanning yet today, I guess?
I'm sorry?
You haven't started your actual tanning yet today?
No.
Okay, good, because... there's a problem. It turns out that tanning is not only bad for your health, but it's just stupid. I mean, come on. Just be proud of being white, you know? Like what the hell?
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, is this not Juanita anymore?
No. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Glamour Glow.
Glamour Glow doesn't have a corporate office.
Oh, we do now. We do now. Like, maybe you haven't gotten the memo, but I'm calling from the corporate office.
Well, I'm one of the owners, so I would have the memo.
Well, I think you need to check your email then, stupid. Listen, you need to kick Juanita out. She's no longer welcome in our establishment. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Tell her that the tanning beds are only for two people at a time, so she needs a partner to be in the tanning bed. And that made her hang up. Thanks a lot, Schmanky, for that. Made her hang up. Well, that was completely unfunny, so hopefully she'll at least tweet to make that worth it. She tweets a lot. She loves tweeting pictures of herself. Every other tweet is a picture of her face. And here's another Starbucks check-in. I can't resist Starbucks. I have to do Starbucks.
Starbucks, Anna. Tom speaking. May I help you?
Hi, Tom. Could I talk to a customer who's in there right now? She just came in. Her name's Kara.
You mean on this line?
Oh, yeah, if that's possible. Like, could she just come to the phone?
Actually, no, because this is line two, and no one's allowed behind the line. I can deliver a message for you or let her know that someone's trying to reach her.
Okay. Well, is she in there right now? Her name's Kara?
I have no idea. But, I mean, what does she look like?
She wears too much makeup, and she has, like, brown hair. And she's kind of old, but she wears a lot of makeup. She's trying to pretend she's young. Like, she's trying to fool everyone, basically. But her name's Kara.
Is this, seriously, is this a joke?
No, not at all. Her cell phone's not answering, and I just really need to get a hold of her.
Well, I mean, the way you described her is kind of just, that's odd. I'll try to see if there's someone here by that, give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I think she is young. She just looks weird. She has too much makeup on. Kara is actually wearing a Yelp shirt in her picture.
Hello?
Hey.
I saw no one in here matching that description.
Oh, fucking shit. Fucking shit, goddammit, Matter Toad. Okay, well, thank you very much for checking. No tweets from Juanita. Jess is still not amused. Jess is as amused as that guy I just talked to is. Alright, let's get back to Danny's numbers. I think Danny just messaged me and asked me to, like, keep these messages private or something. Maybe, I don't know. No, that's not what he's saying. But yeah, I should probably stop saying his last name in case these friends of his figure things out and hear the show. And I get his ass kicked. And he gets kicked off of Facebook, just like Brittany Baker did. Sorry, Danny. I'll just say Danny from now on. They'll never figure that one out. So yeah, let's call another Danny number. This girl's name is Shell. Pretty sure that's a real name. Shell.
You have reached the voicemail box of 269.
Damn you, Shell.
3.
Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. G-Man 8585 is dropping a nasty deuce right now. Okay, I just got a voicemail from the number whose caller ID shows up when I call people. Okay, are you guys ready? Here it goes.
Hey, Roy. First of all, my name is not Jessica, it's Jennifer. And I am not blonde, I have red hair. And by the way, I'm not fat, I'm slim. If you have any more questions to ask about me, give me a call, 401. Thank you.
Wait, now who was that? Wait.
Hey, Roy. First of all, my name is not Jessica, it's Jennifer.
Okay, who's Jessica? I do not remember. Is that Juanita? Jess. Oh, no, that's the girl who's not amused. I'm not going to call her. That one ended so well with her thinking it was hilarious. Wait. Yeah, that's definitely her. That's Jess. No. I'm not calling her. Sorry, you guys. I love her voicemail, though. Let's listen to it one more time, just because it's hilarious. So now I have her cell phone number, though.
Hey, Roy. First of all, my name is not Jessica, it's Jennifer. And I am not blonde, I have red hair. And by the way, I'm not fat, I'm slim. If you have any more questions to ask about me, give me a call, 401.
So I guess the lady who answered the phone there, didn't I describe her as being a little overweight? Maybe that's what made her not amused. Wow, okay. Sorry, Jennifer. How would I know your name's Jennifer if it says Jess on your Twitter? Big liar. I didn't say she was fat. I remember I said she's a little stocky or something, right? That's not fat. That just means you're not skinny. You're in between. You're almost fat. You're almost fat, Jess.
Starbucks Stonecrest, this is Greg. How can I help you?
Hi, could I talk to a customer who just checked in there?
The customer that just came in?
Yeah, her name's Tanita.
What's her name?
Tatiana.
Tatiana?
Uh-huh, yep.
And she had just been in here?
Yeah, she should
have. Because we have just... no customers in line
oh,
right now.
Maybe she
see.
Left.
Oh, does she work for AT&T?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I saw her with that shirt. Let me get her for you. I'm sorry, I'm not sure who it is.
She's kind of stocky.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. I think she probably left. She checked into a new place already on Yelp.
Oh, no worries, man.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for checking, though.
Oh, no problem. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she checked in while I was making the call, so... Yeah, she's on to the next place. Oh, crap. Wait, did I just look at the wrong one? What happened? I clicked on wrong things. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to ask for Michelle. Oops. I messed that one up. Oh, Sinx is in the chat room. Ugh, Sinx! My room smells like bath bombs right now. I need to get this shit out of here. Sinx mailed me a package containing bath salts. And they sure do smell. In a good way, they smell good. I don't know, maybe I should call that Starbucks back and say, can I talk to Michelle? I'll pretend to be a different person. I need a voice changer.
Is this a good voice?
That should be convincing.
Starbucks Stone, this is Greg, how can I help you?
Hello, could I talk to Michelle? She just came in there.
I'm sorry?
Her name's Michelle. She should be in there right now.
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
Let me look around. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Just one second.
Thank you, sir.
She wears hipster glasses.
Oh, she is here.
Oh, great. Could I talk to her?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I hope it's the right Michelle.
And me too. Is she a hipster?
Mask who's speaking?
Kevin.
I'm sorry, who is it?
My name is Kevin from the corporate office.
Kevin from the corporate office?
Yes.
Okay. Michelle, do you want to take that? I'm sorry. Yeah, they called twice.
Hi, can I ask you speaking?
Oh, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks?
Yes.
This is Michelle, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just needed to warn you. You know, there's a lot of young people working behind the counter, and, you know, young people can be crazy and do crazy things, and they think it's funny, but it's not really funny. So what I'm saying is, like, maybe you should check your coffee for piss or something.
Can you repeat that? I can't hear you.
Like, check your coffee for piss? Like, maybe someone pissed in your coffee? I'm not saying they did. I'm just saying it's always a possibility at fast food places. Because, like...
You're kind of breaking up. Can you...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Listen, I used to work at McDonald's, okay? Do you understand? Are you following me?
Yeah, you used to work at McDonald's.
Yeah, and I used to like, spit in burgers and pee in the pickle jar... So you just got to be careful. Like, have you checked your coffee to make sure there's no spit or pee in it?
I'm not drinking a coffee.
What are you having?
Why does it matter?
Well, because I'm from the corporate office, and you need to tell me everything.
I'm not following you. I'm sorry.
You're not following me now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, listen. Listen, that guy behind the counter, just personally, I think he's an asshole. Like, he's been working for us for... he's about ready to be fired. I'm sick of his bullshit. And if he did something to your food or to your drink, then I could use that to fire him.
I would have no idea of knowing if he did or not.
Well, does it taste good? Is it okay?
I guess.
if he peed in your drink, we'll give you a free drink.
I have no idea.
Without pee in it. That's the Starbucks no pee guarantee.
Aww.
So, what do you think? Like, what are you drinking? How's it taste?
It tastes fine.
Okay. Well, what is it? What is it that you're having?
It's a green tea.
Okay. Green tea. He could have pissed in that too. You never know.
Is there something you want me to do? Because
I want you to walk behind the counter and say this is a citizen's arrest and like tackle him to the ground and put handcuffs.
I don't have any grounds of doing that because yeah.
Well, I'm with the corporate office. I give you permission. You go behind the counter and you put handcuffs on him. Be like, citizen's arrest.
Can you come in and do that yourself then?
No, it's got to be you. Just jump over the counter. Like, just leap over.
I'm sorry, but and get I him, can't help you.
Get him by surprise. And,
have
and,
a great day.
And punch him in the face and say, citizen's arrest, motherfucker. I think she's going to do it. I think she hung up because she's going to do it. I can't believe that voice changer thing worked. I mean, he knew I was the same guy, but it sort of worked. I think it's about time to quit for the day. I've been doing this for 90 minutes now. I still have a bunch of numbers from Danny. Maybe I'll try those later, I guess. I don't know. Laugh Track Matt is saying that he only thinks I'm funny when he smokes weed. Thanks a lot, Laugh Track Matt. I see how it is. I see what you're saying. Jihad says he has 3.5 hours more of work, so maybe I should just do another 3.5 hours. I think that's what he's saying.
Hey, Roy. First of all, my name is not Jessica, it's Jennifer. And I am not blonde, I have red hair. And by the way, I'm not fat, I'm slim. If you have any more questions to ask about me, give me a call, 401-405.
I just wanted to play that again because that's hilarious. Teehee! Matt, can you call in right now and just say, talk to this Jennifer person? How about that? I don't want to talk to her. But you could talk to her. Just do a quick phone call.
You could talk in the devil voice.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, buddy.
I hear you only think I'm funny when you're high.
That's too much to even type, dog. Why do I keep calling people dog? I was just about to do my leg exercises. But I will definitely call that.
Okay, bro. Like, just we'll call her real quick, and then you can do your leg exercise.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so
having breakfast beer.
Did you hear the call I made to her?
No, I heard that message you just played though.
Okay, yeah, she thought the call was really hilarious when I called her. Oh, she just tweeted again. Hold on. Oh no, she's just retweeting boring stuff. But yeah, she thought the call was hilarious, but then I guess the waitress told her the description I gave of her. And I said she was kind of stocky and not very attractive.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so she's Jess on Twitter, but she said in the message her name's Jennifer.
I'm not Jess, I'm Jennifer. I am not stocky.
Yeah, I don't know what you want to say to her.
Just say, hey, stocky broad.
You could say you're from the corporate office. That's what I told her originally.
But what kind of place is it?
It's like an independent restaurant. I doubt they have a corporate office.
Corporate office in your butt, boy.
Jess?
Jennifer speaking.
Jess.
Jennifer.
Hey, I'm from the corporate office, from the independent restaurant you were fucking up earlier. You're the stocky broad, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
You're the stocky broad.
I'm the stalky broad. Maybe your mother's the stalky broad, you fucking piece of shit, because I ain't fat. Let me get that straight to you, honey. You got the wrong bitch.
Stocky, sugar tits. Stocky.
You know. You sound like a sick bastard. You sound... is that how you like them? You like them big and thick?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're not my type because you sound like a freaking hillbilly, you pig.
I'm not a hillbilly, darling. Jess.
Jennifer.
Hey. Oh, Jennifer. You go by Jennifer?
No, I don't go by Jennifer. That's my name, Jennifer.
Do you go by the Jen, though? The short version, broad? Come on.
No, you hillbilly.
Is all the blood collecting in your fat legs, not your brain? Jen. Hey, stupid. Jen. I used to have an ex-girlfriend named Jen. I think she might have died. She was doing too much fucking heroin. You know how that is, Jen? Jan. Sorry.
She left. That's so weird.
She's not fat, yo.
She wanted to talk, but...
She went on quite a bit. She got real. She doesn't like being called fat.
Well, I hope she got what she wanted by having us call back. She probably is just tracing the call.
Oh, shit. And they got a tracer on the line.
But she'll trace it to you now.
Yeah, that's cool. I got nothing to lose.
Yep, that's true. That's why I had you call in.
Yeah, right. Ah, that fucker got me.
Yep. Well, thanks for being my fall guy, Matt.
Yeah, I'll go listen, man.
Okay, go do your leg exercises.
Yeah, I got the ankle weight right here. All right, man.
I love in the chat room right now, there's someone with the chat name of Stocky Sugar Tits. Aha. Okay. You know Jess is going to tweet any second now. So YouTube's being nice to me. Maybe I'll start doing YouTube broadcasts. I'm just doing YouTube because Carlito's doing YouTube, and I like to copy everything he does. So thanks, Carlito, for giving me the idea to copy what you're doing once again. If I can get my PLA account all straightened out, then I'll start broadcasting on that one again. But I don't know if I can, because I have all these strikes against my account, because they strike my account for every little thing. If I play music that's my own music that I made, I get a strike, because I registered certain songs with like iTunes and stuff, so that music is now copyrighted. I'm not going to register any more music because of that reason. It sucks. And Tristan, he was saying, you know, you should put your whole new prank call album on iTunes and see if anyone buys it. I'd sort of like to try that, but then I won't be able to play any of those prank calls ever again because they'll all be copyrighted on YouTube. Damn it. I don't know any way around that. So you people listening on YouTube, just know that you're missing out on all the music that I play. Most of the music. The best way to listen to Snowplow Show is through the podcast feed on phonelosers.org, which is the same thing as TuneIn and Stitcher and iTunes. Those are the best way to listen. Not through stupid YouTube. First says I'm an idiot. Submit a copyright claim to YouTube saying you own it, and then they'll let you use it. I've never seen that option. I mean, I see... Okay, yeah, I'll give that a try. Most of the things they get me for, though, I'm posting all these old phone shows, they get me for playing commercial music. That's actual commercial music. Even though I try to edit it out, sometimes little bits of it get left in there, and I get yelled at by YouTube. Goddamn YouTube. Let's check the Twitters once more before I quit for the day. Nothing good. Someone checked in at the airport. Oh, here's a vitamin shop. Weird. Wait a minute. This guy just left. Oh, he was in Best Buy. Okay, he was in Best Buy. Now he's in a vitamin shop. Evil Idea says I should save it to the reel. And I do that most of the time, but I also shouldn't. Because then everyone has Jennifer's phone number.
You got him, Chop. This is Matt. How can I help you?
Hi, could I talk to a customer who... I think he just came in there. His name's John.
You said that just came in there?
Yeah. His name's John. He should be in there right now. He's a customer.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, John.
This is John.
Oh, did I get the right John? John?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Brad. I'm the manager, the store manager over here at Best Buy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, listen, we saw you on the security camera. We saw what you did. You need to come and bring that stuff back.
Oh, what happened?
You shoplifted from us.
Oh, my God, yeah, I'll come back. I just meant to buy a charger. I bought it. What did I... What
oh,
it,
no,
what
no. You put a laptop computer under your... In,
oh, no,
into
sir. No way. No,
it,
sir.
And then you ran over to the vitamin store. No, we saw you put it in your pants.
In my pants?
Yeah.
You got to be joking with me. No way, sir. You can inspect my car. Is this a joke?
Oh, no, sir. Three laptop computers and an iPad. And we
oh
need,
no
we,
sir
we
no 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 sir mm-hmm. I mean I will come back over and talk with you all, but I definitely did not take anything from your store.
Okay. We're gonna have to look in your pants and maybe search your car.
Sure, yeah, I mean absolutely. I just came over here. I'll come right back. I mean, I'm here for work.
Okay.
I'm really sorry for the confusion, but I'll come back and cooperate. I definitely did not take anything from you.
I'll be waiting at the door for you.
And sorry, what's your name?
My name is Kevin. Or I'm sorry, my name is Brad. I go by Brad at the store. Brad Seaver.
Okay, Brad. I'll be. I'm gonna be here at the vitamin shop, and I'll just come right back over. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. We're watching, so don't try and stash those laptops anywhere. Like, don't throw them under any cars on the way.
No, I mean, I don't need laptops from you. I'm gonna come and cooperate. I definitely want to clear this up because that's not something I would do.
Okay. All right.
Thank you,
hopefully
Brad.
We won't have to make any citizens arrests or anything.
No, Brad. I'll be over there in a few minutes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Goodbye. Thank you for accusing me of shoplifting, he said. That's what he just said. So I wonder if I could call Best Buy now. And what kind of confusion could I cause by calling Best Buy and... I don't know, say, hey, John. John's going to come in there and ask for the manager.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Mount Laurel. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2.
Man, I was just guessing, but, like, these stores are in the same
store
shopping
hours,
center.
Press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak, mail this post.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Mount Laurel. Russell speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, is this the manager?
No, can I ask you what this is in regards to?
Oh, my name's John. Is there a manager there named Brad?
Brad? No.
Okay, good. I'm glad that there's not. I'm on my way there right now. And, I don't know, I'm gonna pull down my pants and show them to you. Like, is there gonna be a manager available? Like, when I get, like, can he be waiting at the door for me?
I'll have to see if I can have somebody be there. What was your name again?
Oh, my name is John, and I'm over at the vitamin store right now. I'm on my way over.
Yeah, we'll have a manager by the door.
Okay, that'd be so great. Hey, where did you pick up the phone from? Like, are you a customer? Like, are you at the return desk or?
Yep.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
All right.
I'm just looking for any excuse to take my pants off, basically. But it's about the laptops
Oh, okay.
and the iPads.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad we have all that cleared up then.
Alrighty.
Okay, yeah, just have the manager come up here and make sure it's not Brad.
Okay.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks.
Yep.
I don't know what that just accomplished. I have no idea. What am I supposed to do now? Like, maybe I can call back in 2 or 3 minutes and page John and say, haha, just kidding, it was a prank. Laugh Track Matt, you have a message from Jess, a.k.a. Jennifer, a.k.a. Jen, on Twitter. Jess, Jennifer, Jen, she says, "Dear Stalker, I really feel like you need to examine your life. Maybe evaluate your priorities." That's her message to Laugh Track Matt. And probably to me a little bit too, but mostly to Laugh Track Matt. So Matt, while you're doing your leg exercises, I think you really need to examine your life and evaluate your priorities. You goddamn stupid hillbilly. Okay, let's call Best Buy. It's the vitamin store is right next to Best Buy. He's got to be there by now. I mean, unless it took him extra time to stash the laptops under cars on the way over.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Mount Laurel. For store hours, press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3. For Geek Squad services, press 4.
I'm going
to
do Geek Squad.
For the status of your repair, press 1. For computing services, press 2. For car audio services, press 3. For home theater and all other services, press 4. To repeat these options, press pound.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Mount Laurel. Russell speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. Could I page a customer?
I'm sorry?
There's a customer in the store right now. Is there any way I could page him to come to the telephone?
No, unfortunately, we are not able to do that.
Oh, please.
Unfortunately, I asked my supervisor, and she said it's not something we're allowed to do.
Oh, could I have the housewares department, please?
The appliances? I'll have to see if somebody can pick up the phone over there.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
They're all the... I'm being informed that my appliance people are currently with people. Oh. Is there a way I can take a message and pass it along to them?
Well, I also need to talk to home theater about getting a big TV, you know?
I mean, I can take your name and phone number and have somebody call you back.
Oh, that's no good. That's no good. I don't give out my number because, you know, Obama...
Okay. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Oh no. Here comes the YouTube alert box. You're playing copyrighted music. Boom, 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 boom. Hey Matt. Matt, are you examining your life yet? Are you maybe evaluating your priorities? Just checking.
Thanks for calling Best Buy Mount Laurel. This is Stacia. How can I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer in the store to come to the phone?
There's no way that I can do that for you, sir.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Best Buy.
Okay, there would be no reason to do that.
Well, the reason is because the corporate office says so, goddammit.
Okay, well, the corporate office doesn't ask for that because we're not allowed to do that.
Maybe not normally, but today they're asking. And you better obey.
Okay, well, we can't. So what did you need from a customer?
Well, I mean, can you just go up to the front of the store and see if John Klotfelter's there?
Who is it?
His name's John Klotfelter.
Okay.
We have to talk to him about...
I mean, I can't page that over the intercom.
Well, yeah, fuck the intercom. Just go to the front of the store and just yell out really loud.
Sir, you don't need to be using that language with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. But I mean, I am the corporate office, and I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Okay. Well, you have a great day. Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
You go find John. All right. I think I have to give up on John. I guess we'll just wait and see if he tweets some more. Maybe he'll check into a new place And it can be like, hey, John, this is the vitamin store, and you stole vitamins from us. You bring those back. I got this message on YouTube the other day. This guy named Austin asked me if I could mail him the PLA Media Pack on CDs. And he said he can't handle the 36 gigs of data transfer because he's on really shitty internet. He said it runs around 56 kilobits per second when it works at all. So he wants me to mail him the Media Pack on CD. He said CD, not DVD. That'd be like between 40 and 50 CDs, I think. If I did DVDs, it'd be like 8 DVDs. I told him I'm not that nice. But I think he's going to mail me a flash drive. I told him to mail me a flash drive, and I'll put the entire Media Pack on a flash drive and mail it back to him. Because I'm such a nice guy. But I don't know. What's another way? Like, if you have really shitty internet, like, how else could you get the Media Pack? All the PLA Media stuff. God, Nunu, quit yelling. What the hell? Nunu sent me a PM. Yay, it's an England number, and I have no credits. I can't call it, because it's in England. It sounds hilarious, though. A Subway employee used a grill to dry her wet socks. It sounds like the best thing ever. But yeah, I was just wondering, like, I was trying to think of how else I could do that. If any of you have shitty internet, though, like, seriously, mail me a flash drive. I promise not to steal it. It'd be nice if you'd mail me, like, a couple bucks also, so I could mail it back to you. But I'll put the whole media thing on a flash drive, as much that will fit on it. Or an SD card or something like that. Austin probably lives in the country. Austin, if you live with your parents, I would suggest running away from home immediately. Because, basically, 56K is child abuse. Either run away or call the Department of Child and Family Services on your parents for making you have dial-up. Dial-up in 2014. Your parents need to be locked away. Oh, Jihad has the best idea ever. I need to transcribe all of the pranks onto a Word document. And that will make it much smaller. That will make it manageable if you're on a dial-up modem connection. First wants me to call child services on Austin's behalf. All right, Austin, here it goes. I'm going to have your parents put away, and you're going to go in a foster home. And the foster home will most likely have high-speed internet access. Let's try a couple more of Danny's numbers. Because those have worked out really well so far. The Inn is messaging me asking if he can send a zip drive over. How many zip disks would that take? Let's assume there are 100 meg zip disks. 100 megs divided into 36 gigs. What is that, 3600 megs? Would that be like 360 zip disks or something? Please don't make fun of me if I just mathed wrong. Of course, the Inn, I'll do that. The shipping would probably be like $100 or something. Austin wants me to mail an entire spool of CDs with the Media Pack on it. That sounds hilarious.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5.
By the way, there's a Media Pack torrent, and everyone should download it. PhoneLosers.org/torrent. You can also get the Rappy McRapperson torrent there.
Hello?
Hi, is this Zachariah?
Yeah, yes, this is Zach.
Hey, this is Greg from Facebook, from the corporate office with Facebook.
Okay.
And it looks like we're going to have to disable your account and delete you, and you're not going to be allowed to make a new one.
Why is that?
Oh, because you have a fake name on there, Zachariah, and you just told me it's Zach. So it's obviously your... Now, the last name's fake too, right?
No, the last name is correct.
Oh, is the first name fake?
The name that I have on there is just a nickname.
It says Zachariah, though.
It should be Zachariah, and that's just a nickname.
Oh, that's not a legal thing, then. Yeah, we could tell. We can tell that it's fake.
It's a quick fix.
Is your real name Zachary?
Yes.
Oh, why not just put Zachary?
I didn't realize it was such a big issue to have a nickname.
Oh, yeah, we take it very seriously. You're supposed to have real names only on Facebook. And we've gotten several reports about your fake name.
Okay, well, then I can go and change it here in two minutes.
Well, you can't change it if I delete your account first, can you?
Have you already deleted my account?
Hold on, I'm typing in the sequence of commands to delete your account right now.
You could just stop and you could let me change my name real quick.
That buzz meant it's done. It's a done deal. And
all right.
We have your IP, and if you try to set up a new one, you will be arrested and he's gone. I wish I had Zach's Facebook. Wait, he's got a weird name. Check his Facebook. I'll check his Facebook later. I'll just search for him, because he has a weird enough name in there that it might come up easily. Yep, there he is. Minnesota. I thought that was his real name. I was going to make fun of his name for having a weird name. He doesn't post that much. I doubt we're going to hear anything from him. Tee-hee! Okay, let's look at Twitter. Oh! Jess just posted something. Breaking news, everyone. We have a new tweet from Jess, a.k.a. Jennifer, a.k.a. Jin. Jin says, "This is how it works. If you don't like what someone's posting, then don't follow them. You are a troll. Blocked." So does she think she found the troll? Is that what happened? She blocked somebody who she thinks is the troll? Well, that's how it works, everyone. She thinks someone's, like, targeting her personally. What a matter chode. Someone in the chat room says, "Call that stocky fat hoe back." No. I should set her mind at ease. I should call her up and just be like, "You know, it's just a random thing. I just saw you on Foursquare. That's all." But nah, let's just let her be mad forever. I think I've been at this for over 2 hours now, so maybe it's time to quit. I will finish up Danny's numbers maybe later this week. Or over the weekend, I don't know. On the last show, I talked about Patreon, but I did it really terrible. So I have to just take a second and mention Patreon. It's patreon.com/phonelosers, and it's a system of supporting PLA where you can donate like $1 a month or more or less. So if you like the shows, if they entertain you, then you should go to patreon.com. and sign up and donate like 25 cents a month. No, just $1 a month. And that supports the show, because I sure don't make much money on YouTube because they block everything because of every little piece of music. No, really, the reason is ad block. But it's up to $350 a month now PLA is making. Which sounds like a lot, but it's not yet. It has to be more for there to be serious changes. But the money that's coming in has allowed me to... I've made a new album, which is going to be available like in about... probably by the end of this week. The CDs are on the way. When the CDs arrive, I'm going to put the album up, and it'll be a free download. But for you weirdos that like CDs, there's going to be CDs too. And I'm going to send free copies of the CDs to... a certain level of donators. Not the $1 a month donators, because that would make me lose a bunch of money. Sorry. But new CDs, I've ordered some new drops for Carlito's new prank call network thing that he's setting up, which should be announced later this week, the network itself, and then we'll have drops to go with it for all the different shows that are on it. The other thing is a PLA, a phone song. I promised I would make a new phone song if we made it up to 300. And if we make it up to 400, I'm going to order some high-quality Snowplow Show stickers from stickerrobot.com. So I need to think of a good design or something, because I sure don't have one right now. I just have a picture of a snowplow. But I need people's opinions on one thing about this whole thing. The third milestone was to make a new phone song. And I have, like, just a gigantic notebook full of different phone songs I'd like to make, but I just never have really had time. So I'm finishing up one of those ideas right now. And I need to know if I'm cheating on this milestone, if I have someone else perform the song for me. Because it's a song that I tried to record years ago, and it sounded like crap, and I couldn't release it like that, and I just can't do it, because, you know, I suck at singing, basically. But no, this one was really, really bad. So I'm going to finish this one, and I am going to have a third party perform the song. So I don't know if that counts. Like, maybe I can do that one, and I can do one of my own. I don't want to cheat. But I think I'm going to do more of that. I'm going to have other people perform them. I have, like, songs that would work as a female lead singing it and stuff. Have Maddie sing it. And this guy, actually, it's Bone Cage. I know everyone loves Bone Cage. But no, I'm going to have Bone Cage do it. And he wants to do it for free. I'm like, no, I can pay you. Patreon's paying you. So hopefully he'll let me pay him for it. Make Stacy sing. Sure, that would be amazing. But yeah, hopefully that'll be done soon. But I will also do one of my own, like ASAP, because I'm pretty sure people are going to feel like I'm cheating. Turbo's calling me a cheater snake. Sorry, Turbo. But I think that one's going to happen before one of my own happens. But both will happen soon. So anyway, there. I spent time on it this time. I didn't just rush through it. Patreon. I will probably be mentioning this on, like, just, you know, quickly on shows in the future. Everyone go to patreon.com/phonelosers. Donate $1 a month. It's 12 bucks a year. For, like, what, 100 hours of content per year. And it will make more things happen. It will make more shows and more songs. And more animations. Maybe more telephone falls, if all goes well. Yeah, Patreon. Let me check Twitter real quick before I leave for the day. See if there's anything amazing. Uh-oh. Oh, no. John just tweeted. His tweet says, not funny. I think John is a soon-to-be ex-Yelp user. So breaking news, everyone. Not funny. Oh, look, another check-in. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's time to quit the show for the day. It's been over 2 hours. Hey, speaking of Bone Cage, like I was earlier, he's releasing a new album in a couple weeks on April 1st called Fish Food. And I've played some of the tracks on this show from Bone Cage's new album. I can't remember what they were. There was the Mermaid song. That's the one I remember. And then the one about Total Recall. The cab driver in Total Recall. But there's the main reason that you should care about this is because he let me play creepy voice guy on one of the tracks called Charlie Loves You. So I'm going to end the show with that song. It's called Charlie Loves You. It's by Bone Cage. And you can get the album pre-ordered at thebonecage.bandcamp.com. So everyone should go do that immediately. And if you do, maybe maybe he won't charge me to let me make him do one of the PLA, the new PLA songs. So anyway, yeah, the show's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to play Bone Cage next. And everyone go to Patreon.com/phonelosers and Facebook.com/phonelosers. And those stupid new Facebooks I made, Facebook.com/signhacker and snowplow show. Those useless Facebooks that I don't know what I'm going to do with, but they're there anyway. I've got some plans for Signhacker, which relates to Patreon, which I think is going to be fun stuff. It's going to start happening next month, or in a couple weeks, I guess. Big plans! Okay, so yeah, here is Bone Cage with Charlie Loves You, and thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Telephone. Hey Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must have forgotten my number. You said you'd call, but you never did, and that was 3 days ago. And I've been sitting around in my underwear thinking of you and eating Doritos. Call me whenever you can.
I just wanted to call and say hi. I've been thinking a lot about you, and I really enjoyed meeting you. I hope you'll get back with me soon. Hey, Sue. I don't know how often you check your messages, but I called like 2 hours ago, and I just wanted to call back and make sure you're not possessed by the devil or anything like that, so give me a call back. Hey, Sue, I had to run to the store for a few minutes, and I can never get a signal in there. I got some mozzarella sticks because I know how much you like those. Hey, Sue, I'm really starting to think it's not working out between us. It seems like I give so much in this relationship, and I haven't heard back from you, so I think we're going to need to have a serious talk or maybe get couples counseling. Anyway, my mother's really happy for me, and she's looking forward to meeting you soon. Bye, Sue.
Yes, my name is Michael Shannonberger, and I have a large, large trunk of a tree that needs to be removed. It is large and it's thick. So I just needed to get an estimate for that. Thank you. Large. Like, large. Big. Big trunk.